Look, I represent casino workers right across the country. And there's a lot of companies that have invested billions in bricks and mortar. So this is about sidestepping them. This is about creating money online. This is about people that have no skin in the game. This is about a way of diverting jobs to private sector people who are looking to make money online. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get it. So why would I, you know, run a province that is preoccupied with creating jobs and will now offshore those jobs and the profits to foreign companies? It doesn't make any sense. The Ontario government will likely lose $600-700 million a year in revenues from the casinos. The bricks and mortar casinos in this province pay 55% of all the province profits go to the province. So why would you mess with that business model? I actually don't know. Look, I'm a Milton resident. Why would we mess with $130 million worth of money since 1999 coming into our community? It's huge money. It's created a lot of opportunities. It's built, you know, things for our children. It's built, you know, leisure centers. It's a lot of money. Why would we mess with that for actually pouring the money into the pockets of people who don't even live in Canada? I don't understand the rationale behind it. So I oppose it, and I oppose the jobs are going to be lost as a result of it.